A difficult stretch for Cambridge-based Biogen may get more challenging. Federal regulators this month are expected to approve a new therapy that will compete with Biogen's treatment for a rare genetic disorder. The new drug could cost some $2 million, making it the most expensive drug ever. Even with that price tag, it could eat into Biogen's bottom line. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports on the outlook for Biogen.
Biogen makes the first drug to treat a rare, often fatal genetic disorder known as spinal muscular atrophy. It's called Spinraza, and it generated $1.7 billion in revenue for the company last year. Now, multinational drug giant Novartis appears on the cusp of FDA approval for an alternative called Zolgensma. All this while Biogen is still wounded from jarring news in March that a once promising Alzheimer's treatment is a bust.
This is really bad news.
And we're watching these shares tank. I mean, it's a huge percentage that they've fallen.
Journalists on the Yahoo Finance Network reacted as Biogen stock plummeted $18 billion in a single day. It still hasn't rebounded. On CNBC, stock analyst Alethea Young of Cantor Fitzgerald even speculated that Biogen could be an acquisition target.
If Biogen were to be acquired, it would be kind of a mega deal.
Biogen declined an interview request, but CEO Michel Vounatsos projected confidence on the company's latest earnings call. Here's his take on the specter of new competition for Spinraza to treat spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA.
While we welcome new options for patients, we continue to believe that Spinraza will remain the standard of care in SMA for years to come. Overall, we expect Spinraza to continue to grow. The Biogen team is standing up proud while taking the current situation very seriously.
Vounatsos also suggested Biogen could make an acquisition to expand its drug pipeline.
This is a company with deep understanding of the development of new drugs.
Analyst Ronnie Gall says a deal with Biogen as the buyer or the seller is possible, but there is no need to panic. He tracks the company for Bernstein Research.
And yes, I mean, there are some pressures of it near term, and it's not like I recommend the stock today, but, the argument this is a company that lost its way are simply not true.
Biogen still has drugs in development for hard-to-treat diseases like ALS and Parkinson's, plus more Alzheimer's therapies that could make up for the one that recently failed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.